bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. It is Friday, June 15th. Yep, you heard that correctly. Friday. Well, typically when I record, if I don't have a guest for the week, I wait for a little bit and I'll record on Wednesday night, Thursday morning if I absolutely need to, while I'm waiting for a topic to come to mind or what it is that I'm going to talk about. And this week, a topic just never came to me. A topic never came to mind. And so on top of a lot of other things that I had to take care of this week, it just got away from me, to be quite honest. And you're probably sitting here wondering, okay, well, at least there's still a podcast this week, but how is this titled The Week Without a Podcast if I'm currently listening to the podcast? And I tell you, that is a great question. But to me, you didn't get a podcast on Thursday, and I have no idea what the next however many minutes are going to entail. Really, a couple weeks ago, there was the hodgepodge week, essentially. And really, that should have been this week, because I'm going to be all over the place in the next couple of minutes here. Where do you go from here? Maybe about a week or so ago, I had said how there were some photos on my phone that I've been wanting to share. Whenever I see them, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, I will save those photos as motivation for myself or just to kind of reflect on or look back on. And so there's a few that I had said I wanted to share with you. At the time, I was under pressure because I was actually recording. But earlier this week, I went through my phone and found those photos, and so I'd like to share some motivation for you, things to keep you going. And it's kind of a rough week here. If you fail, never give up, because fail means first attempt in learning. End is not the end. In fact, end means effort never dies. If you get no as an answer, remember no means next opportunity. Where's the L? Fail. First attempt in learning. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just keep positive thinking. As you can tell, I can't even process right now. A friend of mine on Facebook, she shared this, and I thought this was fantastic. Be the reason someone believes in the goodness of people. Spread good vibes and always keep the faith. Here's another one for you. Life doesn't allow for us to go back and fix what we have done wrong in the past, but it does allow for us to live each day better than our last. Last week I shared, I think it was last week, shared one about our story from Toby Mac. Don't be afraid to share your story. It could be the key that unlocks someone else's prison. I have another story one I'd like to share with you. This one, not from Toby Mac, but from somewhere. There's a story behind every person. There's a reason why they are the way they are. Think about that before you judge someone. Unfortunately, we've had those two suicides back to back in the celebrity world. Kate Spade and then Anthony Bourdain. So these next couple actually reflect on mental health. This one I can't tell if it does, but I'm going to read it anyway. Let them judge you. Let them misunderstand you. Let them gossip about you. Their opinions aren't your problem. You stay kind, committed to love, and free in your authenticity. No matter what they do or say, don't you dare doubt your worth or the beauty of your truth. Just keep shining like you do. And this one I know is one that's related to mental health. Dan Harmon, the creator of Rick and Morty, was asked on Twitter about living with depression. Here's what he said. For one, admit and accept that it's happening. Awareness is everything. We put ourselves under so much pressure to feel good. It's okay to feel bad. It might be something you're good at. Communicate it. Do not keep it secret. Own it, like a hat or jacket. Your feelings are real. Two, try to remind yourself over and over that feelings are real, but they aren't reality. Example, you can feel like life means nothing. True feeling, important feeling. Example, you can feel like life means nothing. True feeling, important feeling. True that you feel it, but whether life has meaning, not up to us. Facts and feelings, equal but different. Dark thoughts will echo off the walls of your skull. They will distort and magnify. When you open your mouth, or an anonymous journal, or blog, or sketch, these thoughts go out. They'll be back, but you gotta get them out. Bend them. Tap them. I know you don't want to, but try it. The most important thing I can say to you is please don't deal with it alone. There is an incredible, miraculous magic to pushing your feelings out. Even writing, "I want to die," on a piece of paper and burning it will feel better than thinking about it alone. Output is magical. And the person who had shared this on their Instagram story had said, "Ask those around you how they're doing. Really ask and answer honestly. Talk about what you're going through. It does wonders." Here's another one for you. Reset, readjust, restart, refocus as many times as you need to. Trust your intuition. You don't need to explain or justify your feelings to anyone. Just trust your own inner guidance. It knows best. And lastly, I think this one is the best. They're all great. You cannot make everybody happy. You are not a taco. So, food for thought for you for this week. A couple other things I wanted to mention in terms of news and stories. I have no idea how, there's this thing called 1440, and I don't know if that's just the full name of it or what it is. I got to subscribe to it, so I get this daily email of this random news and random facts and random things happening in the world. And I want to unsubscribe from it, but I've been learning so much about what's going on in the world and different articles and everything that I actually enjoy it. One of the articles, these next three articles were within there. One of the first ones I want to talk about, mapping the price of beer around the world. So analysts at this company had gathered critical data on how much a pint of beer costs in various major cities around the world. Coming in at the cheapest, so if you're looking for that cheap pint, at $1.50, you can visit Manila in the Philippines. Prague in the Czech Republic comes in at $1.60. And then you start to jump up a little bit. I say jump up, but to Johannesburg, you're looking at $2.20. Looking on the other end of the spectrum, though, you're probably wondering, how high does it go? Well, Dubai is probably not the place you ever want to go if you plan on drinking, nor would I really go to Oslo, Norway, or Hong Kong, China, or Singapore for that matter. $12 for a beer pint in Dubai, 10:30 in Oslo, 8:90 in Hong Kong, 8:30 in Singapore, and rounding out the top five, Zurich, Switzerland at 7:70, which is actually tied with New York City and San Francisco. Yeah, bringing it a little bit more locally here. Like I said, New York City and San Fran, both at 7:70. The other one making the list was Chicago here in the United States at $5.70. And lastly, Boston, which I just see I overlooked, at $6.70. A couple more articles. This one here was really interesting. You know, last week I talked about motivation. And so it was very interesting to see an article that kind of talks about why it's important for us to be motivated. After that podcast last week, I did actually, like I said, I had went to visit Leanne for the weekend, and I actually did a lot of reading. And so I was very proud of myself at how motivated I was and how much reading I was able to get through. This article talks about how there's a study by the name of this gentleman is Lewis Terman. He was a Stanford University psychologist, and he was working on IQ testing back in 1921. That's when he had identified 1,500 children who scored 135 or higher on an IQ test. Now, obviously, his study was going to outlive him because this became one of the longest longitudinal studies ever conducted. But that was the point of his study. He wanted to analyze large groups of people over the many decades to allow researchers to uncover connections between cause and effect that short-term studies naturally miss. For example, it's really hard to know what I did in my 20s actually made me happy in my 70s, unless you catch me at both stages of life. You can find this article on Inc.com, which is where I'm reading it from. But what was learned through the study is that those who work the hardest turn out to live the longest. So according to the Longevity Project, actually achieving your lifelong dreams doesn't matter. Pursuing those dreams is what counts. And this is what they say. We did not find that precisely living out your dreams matters much for your health. It was not the happiest or the most relaxed older participants who lived the longest. It was those who were the most engaged in pursuing their goals. Those who were the most successful were the ones least likely to die at any given age. In fact, those men who were carefree, undependable, and unambitious in childhood were very successful and very unsuccessful in their careers, had a whopping increase in their mortality risk. I don't know what I just read to you in that last sentence. Basically, what you need to know is that if you are at least even trying to achieve your goals, that is going to help you live longer and a more fulfilling life. Obviously, there are other things that matter as well, such as good relationships. But yeah, that's that. Actively pursuing your goal, even if you never quite achieve it, will make your life more fulfilling, both now and when you eventually look back on a life well lived. Last thing I want to touch on before I sign off for the week. I don't know if you heard about this lady who got her head stuck in a truck tailpipe at a Minnesota music festival. The first responders had to actually use a power saw to get her head unstuck from a pickup truck's exhaust pipe. This happened in Minnesota last weekend, and she was cited for underage drinking, and she was also obviously escorted from the festival. In my mind, I don't know if she should have been cited for underage drinking. I think the embarrassment of getting your head stuck in a tailpipe should be enough cause there and not warrant a citation. I think, again, embarrassment was probably enough for her. But what do I know, right? So, all right. Great news. there is a new blog post, so be sure to blog post for my friend Margaret. So make sure you check out her blog, momlifewiththesmithwife.wordpress.com. Once again, that's momlifewiththesmithwife.wordpress.com. More good news. I do actually have quite a few guests lined up for the next couple of weeks here. So I can guarantee for at least the next 2 or 3 weeks, you will have guests on this podcast, and we'll be back to the podcast's original purpose and original purpose. I'm also hoping to get a few live guests on here. So instead of just doing phone calls, getting some in-person interviews and everything. And so if you're interested in one of those, if you are in my neck of the woods when I go home, feel free to let me know and we will get something scheduled and we'll get you on the schedule, obviously. And now I'm rambling, so I'm going to stop rambling. I hope that you all have a fantastic week. I cannot believe we're already in the middle of June. Again, momlifewiththesmithwife.wordpress.com. Have a great week, everyone. And until next time, ciao. Au revoir.